"Have you a wife?" said I.
"Yes, and three children," was the answer.
He then got up and folded his overcoat anew and hung it over the back of the seat. "You are somewhat nervous just now, are you not?" said I.
"Well, I should think so," he replied. "I haven't slept soundly for a week."
"Do you know," he went on, speaking in a low tone, "I am almost certain this train will run off the track and break my neck before I get to Boston. I have had too much good luck lately for one man. It can't last. It rains so hard sometimes that you think it's never going to stop. Then it shines so bright you think it's always going to shine. And just as you are settled in either belief, you are knocked over by a change, to show you that you know nothing about it." "Well, according to your philosophy," I said, "you will continue to have sunshine because you are expecting a storm."
"Perhaps so," he replied. "But it is curious that the only thing which makes me think I shall get through safe is I fear that I shall not."
"I am a machinist," he continued. "I made a discovery. Nobody believed in it. I spent all my money in trying to bring it out. I mortgaged my home. Everything went. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody but my wife. She said she would work her fingers off before I should give it up.